There are many, many mitzvos in this week's parsha, but in Vayikra Yotes, it says, Lo sakifu pa'asro shrem, you shouldn't cut the payas on your head. So we're going to just discuss tonight the first part of the pasuk. We're not going to discuss beards, we're just going to discuss haircuts, because we go to the barber, and Baruch Hashem, we go to Frum Barbers, and we go to Jewish barbers in the neighborhood, ran out of sheets, so they'll share. So Dr. Hertzberg, do you mind sharing So we go to barbers and we kind of sit in the chair and we, we tell them a little off the top, the side, a two, a three, a four, a five, whatever it is. And we kind of, forget what's going on. And either we like to talk to the barber or we want to just be quiet for the next 10 minutes. We don't want him to talk to us, whatever our barber preference is. But there's sometimes a lot going on in the payas area that we're not paying attention to, that perhaps we should be more aware of. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Smag, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Ibn Ezra explain that the Torah forbids removing the payas of the head because the Goyim do this, and the Torah doesn't want us to mimic the non-Jews. The Torah in Yeridaya, all this is found in Yeridaya in Simon Kuf Pei Alf. It's one not very long Simon in Shulchan Aruch. And he argues that we don't know the reason for the mitzvos. We don't need to look for reasons to not cut our payas. Rather, we do the mitzvos because this is the Tzivui HaMelech, this is the Ratzon Hashem, even if we don't know the reason. So the Beis Yosef there in Yeridaya, so he explains that the Rambam means that all the laws of the Torah are Gzeiros HaMelech. The Rambam doesn't know that we have to follow the Ratzon Hashem. We have to follow the mitzvahs even if we don't know the reason. But we're allowed to look for reason, says the Beis Yosef, in order to appreciate, to relate to, understand, and to comprehend, even with our limited knowledge. Most of the sugi of cutting payas is one daf in the Gemara. It happens to be my son in yeshiva was learning this daf. And they're up to this daf in Maseches Makos. So I happen to have been thinking about it this week when I decided what I wanted to talk about. So the Gemara Makos Daf Chaf says that one who removes al harosh shtaim mikan the echas mikan, that on the head there are two, you get malchus twice for cutting the payas, because there's payas over here on one side and payas on the other side. And Rashi means that the act of hakafas harosh, what does that mean to make a hakafa? We think of hakafas like simchas Torah going around. So Rashi says that even if the sides of the head from the back of the ear until the forehead, it makes a circle around the head, right? If you cut this area off, so then you can make a circle around the head because I've removed this area, right? Kind of like what we would call like a friar tuck haircut. You know, that's exactly what people want to say is the connection between what we're allowed to do and what they would do. And therefore, we'll explain this more in detail a little bit more. Rashi as well says in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, Peya means sof v'katzo. The word Peya means the end of something. It says in Shmos, Peyas Hayam, the end of the sea, Peyas HaNegev, the end of the Negev the Torah talks about. So the Peyas HaRosh means the point, the end, understands Rashi, the end of the head. Peyas HaRosh means where it's no longer head and it becomes skull. And that's going to become the question. Where is it no longer Rosh? And does it become zakan? Does it become face and become the beard? And where do those halachas cross over? There's one more Gemara in Makos on the other side of the daf. It says that Peyas HaRosh means sof harosh, like we just said. And the isra of Bal Takifu is that we can't remove all of the hair at the end of the head and make a straight line across, right? We can't remove this area that there's a straight line from the metzach, from the forehead, back to the ear. And the Ritva says, V'yishar harosh be'igol mukaf, V'omeid bekulyar, that we can't have, that we could potentially draw a circle around the head by removing the hair over here. Okay, so the Gemara then says in Maseches Makos that we learn from Rav Sheshes that Rav Sheshes would show the place under discussion as Bein Pirkei Dikna. So what's Pirkei Dikna? So Rashi says, or the Ritva says, that the Peyas HaRosh is the place where the head meets the face, and the head has an upper part where the hair grows, and the lower part where the beard is, right? We have to distinguish between the two parts. And the two parts are connected in the place near called the steya. The steya is what we'll call the temples or the sideburns. This is the area connecting between the rush and the face. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya, in Sif Tes. And he says it's usher to shave the two Peyas HaRosh. Peyas HaRosh Heim Shtayim, Sof HaRosh, Whom makom chiburo lelechi miyamin usmol. It is the place that it connects to the cheeks. That's the Peyas HaRosh. Shiur ha-peya keneged sa'ar, sha'al padachto. So what is it? It's from the hair that's by the padachas, over here by the forehead, ad lamata min ozen, till below the ear, makom shalechi atachton, by the cheeks, Yotzei, umishared sham, v'chol rochei makam zeh, lo tava boyad. And this area should not be touched at all. Now, obviously, we're not talking about the meaning of growing out longer pace, but it means not to destroy the hairs over there. So the Gra there in the Shulchan Aruch explains that they're coming. The Shulchan Aruch is coming to hint of the smag. What does the smag say? That even to remove two hairs is usser. The sheet of the smag, even if you remove two hairs in the area, even if the rest looks fine, but you shave off two hairs in the payas area, that's usser. The Rambam says that you're chayiv if you remove four hairs. We don't pass like the Rambam. We pass even two hairs. This is also against Rashi. Rashi says you're chayiv if you remove all the hairs in that location. We don't pass like that sheet as well. And the Gra says, Safik da'oraisa l'chumra. We're dealing with a severe iser da'oraisa over here. And therefore we follow the Osmachmer Shita, not even to remove two hairs from the area over here. The Shulchan Aruch also teaches that the person giving the haircuts and getting the haircut are chayiv. That's part of the Dion in the Gemara there, the Makif and the Nikaf, the one who's giving the haircut and the one who's receiving the haircut. And he's not chayiv unless he tilts his head. And nevertheless, there's still an iser, even if he doesn't help the person cutting his hair. And therefore, it's usser to even have a guy cut your payas to give a haircut. That is problematic. The Chafetz Chaim writes about this a lot. The Chafetz Chaim in three places. He has a kuntres called Teferes Adam, which is all about the beard and shaving and things like that. He has a sefer called Nidchei Yisrael, which was a letter to Jews in America about keeping Torah and mitzvos. And he writes in other places as well that if Yisrael cuts the pace of another Jew, then Lifnei Iver is also violated. Because I've put a stumbling block, which is another pasuk in this week's parasha, I've put a stumbling block before a Jew by causing him to cut my pace. So there's severe Yisurei D'Oraisa, what we're talking about over here. There's really nothing that's a Derabanan. There's no Kula is maybe a Derabanan, it's okay. The whole sugya in payas and beard is kemat all D'Oraisas. And that's why we have to really pay attention to what's going on in that area. Okay, what does it mean to remove the hair and to destroy it? So the Rambam Hilchos of Avodah Zarah, the Nemukah Yosef, and the Makos, the Smag, are all cited in the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Payalef, that the Isser of a Kuf is only when the hair is removed with a razor, a tar, tes ayin resh, a tough ayin resh, to remove it with a razor. It's mutter to remove the payas with a scissor, though. So take a scissor and to go cut over here, even very close, which technically would be okay. Only when it comes to a nazir, does the Gemara in Nazir Daf Lamites say that it's usher to remove the hair on the head in any way. Only a nazir as the chumrah, that any way you remove the hair is going to be a problem. When it comes to the issue of payas, it's only usher to remove it with a tar, with a razor. A plane. Yeah. Good. So we're going to skip the debate. We're going to go to the conclusion. Good. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah Mako says, Einu chayv ad shiitz lenu batar. The Mishnah says, you're not chayv unless you remove it with a tar, with a razor. This is referring to the resha of the Mishnah, the beginning, which is speaking about peyas harash, and the save, which is talking about peyas hazakin. Beard and head cannot be removed with a razor. The Tosefta says that when it comes to peyas harash, Einu chayv ad shiitzlenu batar. And that means otherwise, it's mutzal l'chadchila to remove the hair from your payas in any other way. However, you all know that that is not the halacha, even though you don't know why. That's because Tosos. Tosos writes in the beginning of Masechet Shavuos, and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the Smak all say, all the Chachmei Ashkenaz say, that when the Mishnah says, Einu chayv ad shiitlenu betar, that you're not chayv until you remove it with a razor, it's only speaking about the Seifa, which is talking about the beard, the payas zakein. But when it's talking about up here on top, so that is understood to mean usher even misparayim ke'ein tar. Misparayim ke'ein tar means like an electric razor, something where it's not up against the skin, but it acts in a cutting motion, getting very close to the skin, just like a nazir. And the Tosefta says einu chayv ad shiitzlenu betar in referring to misparayim ke'ein tar, a scissor. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Kuf Payal Sif Gimel, that you're not chayiv for removing paste unless you use a razor. And then he says, Yesh Omrim, even Misparayim Kein Tar, even using electric razor here, is going to be a problem. And it's proper to be machmir because, as we said multiple times, we're dealing with a D'Oraisa and Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Fine. So what do we know? We know so far, just to review very quickly, you can't cut the paste on the head with a razor. Or misparayim ke'intar, something that is like a razor but not exactly. But the next question you want to be asking is, well, how short is too short? What can I tell the barber is my number, right? Unless you like to have long, flowing locks and you don't care about this, you like to have, you know, nice, wavy hair, well, then you have nothing to worry about. But if you nice, like to get a nice, short haircut with the machine, well, then what is the number that's okay and what's the number that's not okay? So in order to get there, we need a quick background. What's considered kaintar? The shach writes over here. Yeah, I think you have the shach in front of you. Shugozes b'misparayim samach lebasar kaintar. That you cut with scissors next to the skin, near the skin, like a razor. And the Chacham HaSadim says, d'hainu shemegaleach samach lebasar, that you cut close to the skin, v'lo mishayer klum min asaro samach lebasar. And you don't really leave over that much hair next to the skin. And the Be'er Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim writes, and the Tiferes Adam, and the Nidchei Yisrael, he says that unfortunately, there are people who cut their payas too close to the skin, and they don't pay attention to this d'oraisa. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his Chedushim on Masechta Shavuos, on the first daf. And he says that the shear that's considered hakafa to removing the hair is if you don't leave enough over, using the following phrase, kedei lekof rishon leikaro. That if I were to take the hair, if this is the scalp over here, and sitting here, I could take the hair and I could bend it over and the top there could touch the scalp again. If it can do that, then that's considered not too short. But if the hair is not long enough that it could be bent over and touch the scalp again, lakof elikaro, to be able to bend over to touch the scalp of the hair again, so that would be considered too short. Now that is very helpful, and we do appreciate that. And the Chassam Sofer says this, and the Ksav Sofer writes this in Hagos and Shulchan Aruch, and that's wonderful. But that's not going to help me, but I'm going to sit there each time and be like, I don't know, I'm not sure. It's not so practical. Now, what's the source of Kedei Lakof Rosho Liikaro? That's the Gemara Nazir. And it's actually a bit of Machlokas. Can you apply the rule by Nazir over here to Peyas HaRash? But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Nazirus, Vim Hiniach Mimenu Kedei Lakof Rosho Liikaro, if it can bend over to touch the bottom, and a Loki wouldn't get Malkus as a Nazir, Shein Zekeintar, that's not Keintar. So the Gemara Nazir says, Vikim Lehu L'Rabbanan Kol Shiva Yomim, that we have a Masora that every 7 days hair grows enough to bend to its root. Ah, so the Gemara is giving us a way to judge. If I can figure out how much hair grows every 7 days, and I can figure out, based on the standard razor, how much it grows until it reaches 7 days, then I can know what to do. So the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer writes in Rechayim that in 7 days the hair certainly has grown this amount, and that's what we have to look at. So everyone sees the charts I brought you? Does everyone see that chart with the very small print on the bottom? So somebody did a study. Baruch Hashem, the Jewish people are not lacking in things to do. So somebody did a study, and they measured with a micrometer how much you shave, how much is in inches, in millimeters, and how much is it go according to the standard tools that are used. So let's go through the different shitas. There's essentially three shitas regarding what numbers are okay, what's not okay, and then we'll move on to locations on the face. The number 2 is probably the most recommended measurement. So if you look here on the chart, number 2 grows a quarter of an inch. It's about 6 millimeters, and it means essentially every 2 weeks. It's the amount of hair that would grow in 2 weeks. Rav Yashuv in the Sefer Peazakanecha felt that a half a centimeter of hair is a good according to all opinions. This is the Shita of Rav Yitzchak Holodetsky in the Sefer Lishechno Sidrashu. And in fact, I saw that the Rabbanim in Modi'in Elis, in the city in Eretz Yisrael, they instruct the barbers that they may not use less than a 2. The Rav of the city, Rav Meir Stein, I think is his name. So he says that that he instructs the barbers not less than a 2 when it comes to the areas of the payas. It's about, again, 6.3 millimeters, and nothing should be less than a 2. Meaning a 2 is what you're allowed to use, but less than a 2 is not okay. Rav David Feinstein is in the Sefer of Dibar Tabam, says that because of the suffix it's hard to judge, it's best to use number 2, which again is a quarter of an inch or 6.3 millimeters. And that is probably what I would say the standard, most accepted opinion. One should not get a haircut in the payas less than a 2 on the razor. Rav Belsky in the Shulchan Halevi says the shear is the amount that you can grab with your fingers, which would also be a number two. But Rav Belsky is machmer to be a three, just in case not to get less than a three, because just in case in the Suffolk. The last sheet is in the Sefer Tiglachas Mitzvah. He says that Shir Kadei Lakof Roshu is 3 to 4 millimeters. And Rosh Sternbach and Shuvas Anagos and Chelek Dalad says that according to the Chavetz Chaim, it should be okay to use number one, but it's usher to use anything less than that. And if a person wants to be machmer, they would use a two. And the Sefer Bris HaLevi says it's usher to use a number zero, but it's mutter to use one. And this was based on tests that he did. Fine. And that's that chart you have in front of you. That, I think, is not necessarily the accepted opinion. And we're coming up probably that a two and above on the razor is fine, but less than two should not be used on the pace if you're going for a short haircut. Now let's turn, in the second part, to talk about where. Where do I have to be careful? And I'm just going to give a coming attractions. Sometimes in the barber chair, they'll ask you, is it okay if I use the razor around the back of the ears? Why? Because they want by the ears to be clean. The barber wants you to look amazing. So he wants it to be clean. And it's much easier to make it look clean with a shorter razor than with something that has the guard on. Again, if you have scissors, if you're getting a haircut with scissors, then we're all good. You really have nothing to worry about. But if they're using the razor there, then you have to start to be nervous. So we're going to discuss three areas. First, let's talk about the uppermost at the front. Where is it over here? Then we're going to talk about how far back does it go to the ear. And then we're going to talk about how low does it go on the sideburns. So let's go. Everyone has the beautiful pictures in front of you? Good. The Darkei Tshuva in Siman Kuf by Aleph cites the Sefer Yad Ketan, who says the exact place is from the point on the forehead where there's no more hairs until behind the ear. And you draw a straight line from over here, wherever over here is, behind the back, and that means everything below the straight line is considered pes. That's what the Yad Ketana says. Now we need to know what's the upper line. What is the front part of the forehead? Where is that area you have to be concerned about? So there are people, let's say children and younger people, whose forehead hair starts much lower on the forehead and near where the sideburn starts to get lower. And there are people who are necessarily older, whose hair begins to fall out where the sideburns connect to the forehead, and that creates more of an angled look, right? And according to halacha, it might technically depend on each person, right? Every person has a different hairline about how far forward it goes. The Yad Ketana says, the Minhag Yisrael, is that everyone leaves the peis at the highest place, even if the forehead hair starts lower. A young man, an older man, it doesn't matter. So if you look at the picture over here, you'll see over here, right, he has three dots over here, right? There's a picture of the guy, there's three dots over here. Maybe it's where the hairline goes in. Some people have a hairline that goes in over here. Sometimes the hairline extends out by the temples. And sometimes maybe it's where it begins to go back. So the Sefer of the Shechno Sidrushu says that the stipler said the name of the Chaznish, the Amikra didn't, it's enough to draw a straight line, but the meaning is to be Mahader and to make it round on top of the line, like a rainbow. That's the next picture. See, he's not a straight line, he draws it up. That's what you'll see done by Hasidim. It's not a straight line, they draw it rounded. That's a hider of the Chaznish, to make it rounded and not just draw a straight line in order to keep a little bit of extra space. Rav Chaim Kanievsky or Nissen Karelitz in the Sefer Peah Zekanecha say that if a person is losing hair and the corner of the hair is no longer there, then he should measure from the place where it was in the past, like tefillin, right? Well, it used to be that my hairline was over here and my tefillin could go up to over here. But just because now my hairline is back a couple of inches, now my tefillin has to go all the way back? No. Your tefillin go where the hairline used to be. So too over here, you measure the most front part of the peis from where the hairline used to be. And that's the area that we're going to be cutting from. The Beis Lechem Yehuda in the Shulchan Aruch cites the Arizal. The Arizal would measure by dividing the length from behind the ear until the forehead into thirds. And he would calculate the place of the peis to be the back two-thirds. Everyone sees that next diagram, right? Divides into thirds, and the back two-thirds, that's how he did it. Okay, so it comes out a little bit differently. For most of us in our Tzibur, we're not growing. You know, we're not shaving our heads and leaving our peis. So that location is not so critical for everybody here, because usually the razor is not ending up towards the front by the forehead. That's not something we have to be so concerned about. And generally, we don't have to be so nervous in our community. That's issue number one. Now let's go, where does the end of the top line go behind the ear? So in order to explain here the Yad Katana, there are two approaches in the Achronim. The Orchos Rabbeinu, the stipler, said that the Chazon showed him on his head. He went to his brother-in-law, the stipler, and said, where, how far behind on the back of the head did the payas go? And the Chazon pointed to him and said, where the circle of the hair above the ear begins to descend on the sides towards the face. So, you look at your ears. Well, no, you can't look at your ears. Look at the picture with the ears on it. So you'll notice you have the uppermost part of the ear, and then the ear begins to slope forward, right? So the Chazon says, at the very most top of the ear is where one needs to be concerned. You have to be careful not to cut too short the area that's on top of the ear going forward, this whole area. Rav Belsky says the same thing. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said the same thing. Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher said the same thing. And he instructs his barber in Zichron Moshe in the same thing as well. This is also the Minhag and Brisk. These poskim say that it goes to the top of the ear. So I show you that picture. See the you have the cartoon drawing and the little boy with the pay with his head is facing to the left, right? This is a line facing down to the middle of the ear. So from this area forward, meaning the hair over here is something you need to be concerned about. Okay? And we're going to discuss this issue in a moment. That's Shita. This is based on the Rivan. The Rivan says, there's no Rashi and Makos, it's the Rivan. The Rivan says on Makos, that the Tzedayim, the temples, is the hair that comes down towards the cheek, and it divides between the forehead and behind the ear. And the hair that begins to descend from the top part of the ear downward is considered Peyas Arash. And therefore, we have to be aware that according to this Shita, that barbers who want to make a clean line over here, and they want this is a hard place to cut with a razor, because there's a lot going on over here to fit the razor in. So sometimes the barber will say, he'll ask you, he knows to ask you because he knows it's a shayla. He'll tell you, can I use the razor, that scraper, or something more, you know, more exacting in this hair over here? And the Chazon Ish will tell you, no, you can't. Because if you're getting to cutting with something that's lower than a 2, in this area where the ear begins to descend forward, you have a serious shaila. Look what it says in the Sefer L'shichno Sidrashu. When he's fixing up the payas, behind the ears, when he's cutting in this area, not to get into that area, which is the payas, and avalku shemaleach shamba plastic mispar too. It's fine as long as it's a 2 and above. The cutting in this area, the chazanish will be okay. The other shita is from the Sefer Payas Kahalacha. Rav Daniel Steinberg is a rav in Monroe, and also the Sefer Beir Makiv of Rav Chaim Mendel Golovsky. So they elaborate and they say that payas begin from where the ear begins and not on the top of the ear. The tzedayim are until the ear and not above the ear. And he understands that even the pictures, the stipler would agree to this and the Chazon Ish agrees to this. They think people misinterpreted the Chazon Ish. And they say that many shleimim and klais are lenient to measure the area of payas until the beginning of the ear. Okay? Meaning until here. This, in this area between the top of the ear to where the ear joins the head, is not payas. You don't have to be worried to cut this area. You just have to be worried from the area over here. So that's a kula, right? You don't have to be so strict in the areas behind the ears according to these two shitas. Because in that area, that's not payas. That's outside the gvul of payas. Again, the area that is from the top of the ear to down forward, to where the ear meets the head, in this area over here, this area is not payas according to those shitas. That's too far outside the border of payas. Okay, the Toldos Aharon Rebbe, the Divrei Amuna, was makbid to not leave over extra hairs behind the ear based on the Zohar. The Beir Makiv says each person should clarify the halacha, the minig in their families. The Rambam says, in speaking about Seir HaPeyas, he says, V'shamanu mizkenenu. There's minhagim, you have a masora of how you cut these areas. The Maisa Ish says that the Chazon Ish was asked about the specifics of where the payas are for the Isser HaKafa, and he showed the questioner the place. So the questioner said, no, tell me where exactly is it? So the chazaner said, it's like someone who takes a knife and he shows himself where's the kana and the veshas for shchita. He's like, where should it be? And he goes to the rav and he says, ah, did I get rov simanim? Did I cut most of the esophagus in the shchita? Can you push a little bit more? So the chazaner says, we're dealing with the doraisa. So make a little extra space. Why do you have to be so makbid up to the line exactly where it is? The chazaner said, we're dealing with doraisa. So be a little, have a little extra hair there. What's it going to be such a big deal to not violate a doraisa? The third shita is the minhag of the Arizal. As the Beis Lachem Yehuda says, just leave the peah slightly above the top part of the ear. Meaning here, the top part of the ear, and to save space up here. Here and a little bit above. So I brought for you the next picture, right? So if you look at the next picture, with the three lines drawing back, it pretty lays out pretty clearly. The chazanish is the top of the ear. The peah kahalacha is the point where the ear begins by the temple. And the Arizal is slightly above. It's clear from the pictures, right? You see those three areas above the ear. It would make sense. It's not crazy to be machmir for the chazanish. Again, to be machmir for the Arizal, unless you're holding in Kabbalah's Arizal, no one needs to worry about that. But it would seem to make sense, a reasonable chumrah, to be careful for the chazanish and to make sure that the barber is not using anything less than a two in this area above the ear down to the temple. Okay, that's location number two. Let's go to the last issue, which I think is the one that we often are most concerned with, right? How close is the barber cutting by the ear? That's the one we're most conscious of. The second one, which is also important, people are not aware of, so at least now we know that. But what about this one about the sideburns? What about this area? So the Rivan and Maseches Makos, when defining the Peyos HaZaken, writes as follows. He says, Chamesh Peyos Yesh Lo LaZaken. The beard has five corners, echad lamata bin ozen, one is below the ear, makum shalechi atachton yotzei misparei sham, where the jaw begins and the cheek, v'sham nikra peah b'chudo shalechi, shabolit l'chutz sham mischilas hazakin, that's where the beard begins, over here, v'chol ma shalamala ad hatstida b'chlal peah sarashi. Says the Rivan, whatever is not beard is peah sarash. Okay? We were not born with like a border that indicates like, okay, we're now moving from North Korea to South Korea. That's not how it works. But he's telling us that wherever beard ends, so hair begins. And he says that there are five corners of the beard. Two of them are lamatim and ozen. And after that point, the beard begins. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. And the Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning in Kuf Peyal that we saw before, the definition of Peyas HaZaken is anything above the point of below the point of Peyas HaRash. And the shear of peah is even with the hair on the forehead until below the ear. The question is, what is, and he says it's ad sofa ozen. That's the lashon of the mechaber. The mechaber says that the peahs go ad sofa ozen. So if we didn't learn anything more, we could sit here and have a 20-minute debate. What do you think the end of the ear is? There's all types of ashrams. What? Was it the ear lobe? Is it the place where the ear is connected to the head? Ah. That's a good shaila. So let's go through the three shitas. I brought you all three pictures on the bottom. Everyone sees all three pictures? These are the three possible shitas. Let's go for the most makel to the most machner. The most lenient opinion is that of Rav Nissen Karelitz in the Pesach Hanecha, that it is the bottom of the upper bone of the head, which is essentially right next to the hole of your ear, right? Everyone here has a hole in their ear, right? And if you go out, you'll come to the bone where the jaw and the head meet. Right? If you open your mouth, you can feel that indentation where the jaw hits the head. And when the Shulchan Aruch says, Lamata meha ozen, what he means is the ear hole. Because the ear hole is your ozen. He wants to play some semantics. The hole that the sound goes into is your ear. The other stuff is just around it. So the ear hole is Lamata meha ozen. Who says that as well? The Kashal Gavra Gon in the Eretz Tzvi in Chelek Aleph. He has a letter to the Imre Yemes, and he says to prove that the shear for Peyas HaRash only goes slightly to the middle of the ear. And when the Shulchan Aruch says Ad Sofa Ozen, what does he mean? But he supports it with the Meiri. The Meiri in Makos writes, Hashtayim Hel Yonos Heim Beblita Hayotza Somach LeNekev HaOzen Mitzad HaPanim. He says those two corners are by the Nekev HaOzen. The whole of the ear, says the Eretz Tzvi. I can't be more clear than that. Literally, the Mi'ri says it's the ear hole. And it's clear that the Peyas HaZaken is next to the ear, and therefore the Peyas HaRash must be at the ear hole itself. He also says it's demarcation where the hair begins to change, right? You have, everyone knows that your hair on your head is not necessarily the same color as the hair on your beard. It's always, sometimes you can tell if somebody is dyeing their hair because their hair and their beard magically become all one color, right? But naturally, our hair on our beard and our head have slightly different pigmentations. And therefore, he says where this end and the color changes is the same place as well. Shulchan Aruch says, again, that there are these two payas, and what are we supposed to do with it? The payas kahalacha says as well, that when it says lamata ma'ozen, it means here, below the top of the ear, meaning the lamata ozen means the top of the ear, this is the ozen, is the top, lamata means the ear, where the ear hole is. And this is the sheets of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Kloisenberg Rebbe in the Divrei Yatziv, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Rishumei Aaron by his Talmidim, Megad Givas Olam his Talmidim, and Rav Moshe said as well, the ear hole is that. So the most leaning opinion is that the sideburns for the barber should not go past the should not go above the ear hole. That is Shita number one. Rav Moshe actually, right in the Megad Givas Olam, Rav Michal Shurkin says that Rav Moshe told him, what if you have a child who's not growing sideburns yet? So what does he do? So Rav Moshe told Rav Michal Shurkin that the payas only goes into where the katan grows hair. A child does not have to be makbid to grow the hair longer from where his hair stem naturally comes out. That's what Moshe said, which I think is not the minhag. Usually you see Jewish children, they have a little bit longer payas, a little bit, even if they're not having a payas, but they grow a little bit longer. Rav Moshe apparently held that wherever the stem of the hair grows out from a child who has not begun to grow facial hair yet, is all he needs to keep. He doesn't have to grow the hair longer than the temple itself. Interesting. Okay. The next shita is where the bottom of the ear connects to the head. Where the ear connects to the head. That's the second picture. Chuvas Imre Yosef Chelik Beis says it's clear that the Chibur Hatzda'im is slightly below the middle of the ear. The Shulchan Aruch is Machmer Midirabanan to not cut until the bottom of the ear. But we're not experts in the exact place, and therefore he's Machmer to leave until the bottom of the ear where it connects to the head. The Stipler says the Chazon Ish, that the Stipler says he gave the Chazon Ish a haircut. Who would have not liked to have been there to see that? The Stipler was giving the Chazon Ish a haircut, and the Chazon Ish would tell him that the payas go until the end of the ear. I don't know why it would matter, because the Chazon Ish had a beard, so I'm not exactly sure why that was practical. Maybe they were just conversing and they could not talk about what was going on in politics, so he told him that as well. The ear connects to the cheek, and this is also what Rav Zerach Shapiro says in the name of the Chazon Ish as well, and that was his shita. Rav Sternbach and Chuvas and Agos and Chelik Dal and Chelik Hay writes that the Mechaber is not a Chumrah. Me'ikra Din, it's Min HaTorah. And he says this is the place. It may not go above where the ear hits the head. And the last shita is the Sefer Peyas Sadcha. Peyas Sadcha was the Rav of the Haredi community in Tel Aviv. So he writes in Chela Gimel, he says that Sofa Ozen means the ear lobe. So you have to go even past the ear lobe is here. So very long Peyas, they're being very machmer, they have long sideburns to the ear lobe itself. That's what he holds. I was thinking, what if you have, some people don't have ear lobes, right? Some people have ears that they don't have ear lobes, they just go straight. So I guess that person can't be more, there's no reason for him to be more machmer, because he doesn't have any earlobes, so he doesn't have a choice, right? It just depends on that person. So let's just summarize what we said, and we'll pull everything together. In summary, Lamaisa, we have to be careful about three areas on the head to not have any tool that's less than a two. Sometimes they use those disposable razors sometimes to clean up like by the neck, and they'll use it over here as well. Anything less than a two, by the front of the head, by the forehead, there's not so much to be concerned about. In our tzibur, we're not shaving our head and growing out payas like that. We don't have to be so concerned. The back of the head, I think it makes sense to be machmer for the Chazon Ish, the top of the ear, not to have anybody touching by the top of the ear going forward to where the ear connects to the head. And by the bottom, mikra din, one should go not anything below the middle of anything above the middle of the ear. One wants to be machmer, they can go further down the cheek to the bottom of the ear. Okay.